bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hunter and 5 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hunter and 5 year old. Real Satan. Suppose we get right down to business and finish that cheerful little story we begun when last these folks was here. Douse out them lights. Old Nancy's yarn sound best when heard in gloom and shadow. Let's see, Satan. What we leave off? Oh, yes. We told about that married couple who was living on an island in a spirit-haunted lake, a tribe of Indians worshipped. The wife, who was an invalid, was pretty friendly with the Indians. And they taught her to make friends with the Neva Norbabes, which is their name for their water spirits. Well, sir, her husband went a northwest and fell in love with a girl named Hilda. And this Hilda gave him the idea of drowning his wife so he'd inherit her money and be free to marry again. And as we left off our story, that's just what this no-good fella went and done, making it look as if her death was accidental. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. 2 years has passed since that fella killed his wife, and now he's married to the other woman. Gaze into the embers deep. Soon you'll see him sitting in a stateroom on a railroad train. Soon you'll hear more about the spirits of the lake. The spirits of the lake.
It's the next station. Only a few miles now.
Anyone would think something was going to happen to you on the island the way you're whining about going back there.
Oh, I don't want to go back there, Hilda. If you were anything but a human cake of ice, you'd understand my feelings about the place.
What a durable conscience you have. After 2 long years, the accidental death of your former wife bothers you as much as ever.
Hilda, for God's sake, don't talk like that.
Oh, don't worry. I hardly think anyone is listening at our stateroom door. You fooled the law for so long, it's not apt to get wise to you now.
Oh, won't you ever let me forget? It was all your fault anyway. You planned it. You drove me.
I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even there. In fact, I know nothing about it.
Oh, God.
Snap out of this and get our bags together for the porter. If my folks are at the station to meet us, I don't want them to see you looking like a frightened cur.
Hilda, couldn't we stay with your family while we're here instead of on the island?
Live in a dinky farmhouse when I can swell it over the neighbors in that big house on the island? I guess not.
But, Hilda, I've told you I'd buy you a nicer place somewhere else. Hilda, I'll buy you anything you want, but don't make me go back
there. You could buy me the most expensive mansion on Park Avenue and wouldn't give me the kick of living on that island, owning that big house there, swelling it over the people who knew me when I was poor. You kept it from me for 2 years, but now at last I'm going to have it.
You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. It isn't just conscience that troubles you. You're afraid of the place. Afraid of an Indian superstition.
No,
Your other wife made you believe there were spirits in that lake. Some sort of Indian goblins who'd make you pay for what you did to her. You said she called upon them as she sank beneath the water.
Yes.
With her last breath, she called on them to punch. I'll go with you, Hilda. Just let's not talk anymore about it.
All right. We're coming in. If my family are waiting here, they can drive us to Two Horses Place and he can row us to the island. Get those bags together.
Coming back in Indian summer. Moon, all moon.
What about it?
Time. 2 years.
Oh, quiet. Who's there?
Hold him, ma'am. We've come to your station.
We're ready. Open the door and help him get the bags.
Yes. The moon of falling leaves. The time of dying.
The house looks simply great, Norma. Never knew it had been vacant for 2 years the way you've kept it. I've been over every inch, Roger, and it's spotless. This squaw's worth a raise in wages. You like me for a boss, old woman.
Oh. Norma, your people are singing their prayer to the spirits of the lake.
Mm. Speak from the moon of falling leaves.
Yes, I know. And of dying things.
Me go now.
Oh, run along. Two Horses is waiting for you in his rowboat. Mind you bring back everything I'm sending you for, too.
Oh, Norma, wait a minute. Is the canoe in good shape? If we wanted to leave the island...
What do you mean, if we want to leave the island?
Hilda, I...
Canoe all right.
Go on, get out.
Me go.
Didn't you any sense at all? The way you've acted since we landed here, even those stupid Indians know you're scared to death of the place. You want them to suspect the reason why?
Oh, I think they've always suspected. Now we're alone here, you and me.
Well, what of it? Get out of this kitchen. You better lay down a while, see if you can pull yourself together.
I'll try. Wait till I put down this window. I can't stand that noise of those drums, that chanting.
Oh, I'm not crazy about it myself. Looks like a storm is blowing up. Come into the living room.
No, living room. No, Hilda. I can't go in.
Oh, I forgot that's where they brought her when they found her in the lake.
Yes, they... Later on, the divan in there. I had to go in and look at her. Hilda, you think I'm mad to believe there may be spirits in these waters, as the Indians say. Spirits who love Bernice, who would punish those who hurt her. There was something queer about the way they brought her from that lake.
What do you mean?
It was as though the lake had taken care of her.
Taken care of her?
Yes. You know the slime that coats its surface in this month of falling leaves? Green, filthy slime that rises from the bottom and covers all it touches. Bernice's clothes were sodden. Weeds were entangled in the matted hair. The ugly slime had never touched her. The lake had not defiled the one who loved
her. What a booby you are. Your mind is so filled with crazy notions about the place you're only a step above a lunatic. Now that you're here and can see for yourself there's nothing to be afraid of, you may come to your senses. Come on. We're going in that living room.
Oh, you must be right. There can't be anything to be afraid of.
Of course there isn't. Come on.
Hilda, wait.
What's the matter?
Thought I heard a cough.
Cough?
Yes. There it is again.
There's someone in that room. Well, now, who...
Wait. Don't open that door.
What's the matter with you? You're white as a sheet.
Hilda, that's the way she used to cough.
You're crazy. It's probably Nama. She's come back in the house
by
the other door.
Look out the window. Nana's with two horses in the middle of the lake.
Oh, that's funny. Don't see how anyone else could be in the house. I inspected every room.
There's the cough again.
I'll soon find out who's doing it.
Hilda, don't open that door.
Get out of my way, you coward. I thought so. The room is empty.
Yeah. Empty. There's the cough again.
It's from the next room.
Don't leave me, Hilda.
Oh. This room is empty, too.
Oh, thank God.
Funny that we both should have heard that cough. Oh, you've talked so much, you've got me imagining things.
Yeah, maybe we imagined it.
It's going to rain. You know how damp it's grown suddenly?
Very damp. Suddenly.
Where did that come from?
What?
A moment ago, this room was clean as a pin.
What do you see?
Look there on my rug. A patch of... It's slime.
Green slime. In the bottom of the lake.
That squaw didn't clean
it. No, it wasn't there a moment ago. You just said yourself.
Oh, I must have overlooked
Hilda,
it.
Hilda, look, there's more.
That spot wasn't there before. And there's another patch on the divan.
Slime. Green slime from the bottom of the lake. Hilda, the spot on the divan is growing larger.
It is spreading. What's causing it?
That divan is where they laid her when...
Stop that! There's a natural explanation for this. We've got to find
it. Patch of slime fell on my hand.
From where?
I don't know. It's falling all around us. Hilda, spot on the divan.
It's still growing.
Water soaked all over. It was on the day she lay there.
Well, she's dead and buried. It's from something else.
That cough again. She's here, though. We can't see her.
Oh, no, I won't believe that.
Water's oozing from the walls. And slime. Slime. Green slime.
It's coming from the plumbing. Rain from something next.
No, it's from the lake. The lake is going to punish us. I knew it would if we came back.
I had nothing to do with it. It was you who killed her.
It was you who made me. On the couch.
A woman's body.
Hers. As I saw it when they brought her in.
Let me out of here. Let me out.
Yes. Run. Run. Run.
Get me off this island.
This way. Oh, God, but if we leave the land, the lake will get us.
It is nothing against me. I didn't do anything. More slime fell on me. It's dripping from the tree.
Yes. It's falling all against us. It's falling on both of us. On you as well as me. Slime, ugly slime from the bottom of the lake.
The canoe. The canoe at last. Shove off.
No, not on that lake. That's what it wants. To get me on the water.
Please don't stand here.
I won't go on that lake.
Look behind us.
Denise! The woman that we killed!
Shove off! Get away! She's coming toward us!
Yes! Her cold, wet arms are reaching out for me!
Paddle! Yes. She's reached the water's edge!
For the hair all matted, dripping from the lake. The slime that covers us has not defiled her!
Get me away! Use all your strength! Paddle!
Paddle! Snapped in two! I was eaten through by worms. Worms from the lake!
No, we're drifting! No! We're going too far!
Something is pulling us through the water! Something we can't see!
We're going toward the rock!
Yes! The spirit talon! The road to death leads over rocks like that, she told me. Only the good can keep their footing on them. The bad fall off into eternal torment.
I'm not going to be dashed against them. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to swim!
You can't save yourself! She prayed the lake to punish us. It will never let us go!
Help! Help! Something's dragging me down!
Spirits of the lake! The Nibanobe!
Help!
Help! The rocks! The road to death! Eternal torment! Cold hands. Pulling me down to the slime at the bottom. Bernice, you prayed the lake to punish. Slime. The slime that spared her will cover me forevermore.
Well, Satan, the moral of this story is that crime don't pay, especially if you live around an Indian lake. For if the law don't get you, then the spirits will. Come see me next time I has a birthday, and we'll have another 30 yarn to spin you.